From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Art Basel and all the satellite events this week aren't just in Miami Beach, Midtown, and Wynwood anymore. Artists and art audiences are gathering in other neighborhoods like Alapata and Opa-locka. Nadege Green introduces us to a visiting dancer from Zimbabwe who's teaching in Kendall and performing tonight in Little Haiti.
Yeah.
It's like black or...
Well, black and Hispanic or black African-American.
It's very confusing.
Nora Chipaumide is teaching a dance workshop at the Kendall campus of Miami-Dade College. She asked about 12 dance students of different races to define what it means to be a black man in America, an especially weighty topic right now.
When I think, like, I feel that when I have to think about that, it makes me, like...
It makes you cringe. It's uncomfortable.
Exactly. Okay. It makes me, like, to see, okay, they are different. I'm white or I'm whatever. And they have this problem.
Many of the students are hesitant to describe the black male experience.
I'm saying let's go into places of inquiry. And you may want to reject it. That's fine. But I want us to go beyond comfort, tendu, plié, tendu.
Tendu, plié, that's ballet terminology. Chipaumide wants them to be honest about race. Carl St. Louis, one of the dance students, offers his personal experience as a black man.
We live in a society that tends to diminish me and who I am, my aesthetic, what comes naturally to me. They diminish that. They tend to just put it aside and act like it doesn't exist.
No one talked about the elephant in the room, a national conversation happening right now about the value of black men's lives. But it's there for Chipaumide. She says she watched the Trayvon Martin case unfold on TV. She watched Ferguson go up in flames after Michael Brown was killed, and the protests in New York this week after a grand jury declined to indict a white police officer who choked an unarmed black man to death.
Their death is my death because I am a black woman. I am complicit in their survival.
And that's in her choreography.
I'm really, really curious about how, as a black woman, I could respond to situations where black men are confronted with, you know, huge questions about survival.
After the class discussion about race, Chipaumide rehearses her piece that will debut at the Little Haiti Cultural Center.
This is the ultimate manifesto. Ladies and gentlemen, I put it to you to liberate the African body from the African body.
It's a duet with Senegalese dancer Kaolack. The rehearsal space has elastic bands crisscrossing the room. It looks like a boxing ring. On one side is Chipaumide. On the other side, Kaolack sits in a chair. He wears nothing except for black briefs decorated with gold studs. Kaolack walks over to Chipaumide. He winds his hips sensually as she holds onto him by a rubber tether, almost like she has a dog on a leash.
So I wanted to present this maleness and just, you know, not bat an eye about it. What are we afraid of? You know, what is it about the male body, which happens to be black, that we are afraid of?
Chipaumide says she examined her late father's experience as a black man in Africa and found herself drawn to the global experience of black men.
I just wish somebody would come out and say, I love black men. You know, why don't we hear that more? That's what I want to say.
People don't want to talk about what it is to be black.
Michelle Murray is the dance coordinator at Miami-Dade's Kendall campus.
They don't want to have that conversation.
She was there when Chipaumide was trying to get the students to have that conversation. But she says the workshop and Chipaumide's work show that dance is much more than physical movement. It can be inspired by a deeper thought process about topics like race. And she says she is seeing more of that as Art Basel Week expands.
It's a definite presence of black people in Art Basel, which I think is really beautiful and very powerful.
I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
The performance of Portrait of Myself as My Father is tonight at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.